Hello and welcome to episode 9 of my Spiritual and Sexy podcast. I'm your host Samantha and this week I will be discussing numerology and why numbers are so prominent within our lives. So let's get settled and have some fun. First of all, let me apologise for not being here last week. I needed to take some time just for myself to recharge, clear my head, and focus my energy. Do not be afraid to do this in your own life if you feel like you need to. Obviously, don't ignore your responsibilities like paying your bills, going to work, or looking after your family. But in between all of that, switch your phone off, watch some television, chat with your friends, take long, luxurious bubble baths, if that's what you're into, and reconnect with yourself. So the reason I chose numerology for this episode is, as I mentioned on the last episode, I have created some gift boxes to help remind us that we are special as individuals and we deserve some me time that's purely just for us. Just a quick cheeky plug, you can find them at www.etsy.com/spiritualandsexy. Anyway, in the first gift box I created, I put in 13 items, 8 things to use immediately, and 5 things for you to keep. I specifically stated on the listing for people not to worry about the number as it's actually quite a lucky number. A lot of people are afraid of the number 13 and there is absolutely no reason to be. Superstition and society have drilled it into our heads that it is an evil number. It is associated with witches, with evil, with bad luck. Does Friday the 13th ring any bells? So let's just talk about Friday the 13th for just a quick minute. How many of you have had genuinely bad things happen to you on that specific day? How many of you can say with absolute concrete certainty that whatever happened, happened because it was Friday the 13th? How certain are you that that bad thing would not have happened if it was Friday the 12th or Friday the 14th? See, the thing is, with the beautiful energies that exist within us, they can and do react in ways we subconsciously control. If we spend the day worrying that something bad is going to happen, the chances are we will create that mishap ourselves. And then we get to play the victim and say, oh, I knew it was going to happen because it's Friday the 13th. I was expecting it. Correct. You were subconsciously expecting something to go wrong and accidentally created that negative energy around you. For me, Friday the 13th is just another day. I even watch one of the various Friday the 13th movies just to unwind at the end of it. There's something quite amusing about watching a group of stereotypical teenagers getting picked off one by one. And you just know at some point in the movie, someone will run upstairs instead of outside to get help. Someone will be having sex when they get their head chopped off. And someone will be hiding behind a door before a knife goes into their eyeball or something. Because no one ever gets found behind a door, do they? So before I go off on a horror movie tangent, which is quite possible because I love horror movies, why do I believe that the number 13 is lucky, or at the very least, a neutral number? Well, I have a few examples, obviously. Again, I did a little research on Wikipedia. I do love researching things. And in Italy, and pardon my pronunciation, Fair Tradici, which translates to make 13, quite literally means to hit the jackpot. A baker's dozen means there are 13 loaves instead of 12, as it is considered lucky to create 13 loaves for the price of 12. And then there is the tale of King Arthur. According to legend, he is buried in Avalon with the 12 knights of the Round Table. That makes 13 knights altogether. And he He will return when his country is in peril. Now, does being 11 months into a global pandemic constitute as peril? And if so, can someone let King Arthur know? Take him a mask and some hand sanitizer and some toilet roll, just in case. Let's start him off on the right foot. So before I go wildly off course, because I can talk about legends all day too. In numerology, there are three numbers that when making an appearance, you don't add them together as they are powerful all on their own. And those numbers are 11, 22 and 33. These numbers are called master numbers because if you are on a life path with these numbers prominent in your chart, it can take you longer to master the skills and knowledge that comes with being on that path. 11s can be described as sensitive dreamers. 22s can be described as confident builders. And 33s can be described as devoted spiritualists. 11, 22 and 33 are the only master numbers in astrology, and this is because they create the triangle of enlightenment. Now, the triangle of enlightenment is filled with feminine, masculine and perfect harmony energies. I absolutely love numerology. And you might be thinking, what has this got to do with empowering ourselves, with making our lives better? Well, I'll tell you. When I'm on the right path, it pops up all over the place. I'll see on the clock 11:11, 22:22, 20:20, 17:17, 3:33, 2:22. Anything like that, where the numbers are repeated, I'll see it everywhere. Even when I'm not expecting it, because sometimes you can get an almost psychic sense as to when you should check the time. So for me, extra confirmation that I'm going in the right direction comes from things I have no control over, such as when someone sends me an email at 2020, or I get a text at 12:12, or I spend £55.55 in the shop on things I don't need. Thank you, Home Bargains, just simply for existing. I've done numerology charts for various people over the years, mostly out of personal curiosity, but especially for important people in my life, like my best friends. And this week, just to give you an idea of the kind of things you can look out for, the kind of things that you can be guided by, I asked a friend if I could do his numerology chart, purely for this episode, and he graciously agreed. So let's call my friend Major Tom. And if you immediately want to burst into a David Bowie song, we can absolutely be friends. I'll keep his birth date and name private, and I'll just summarise what all his numbers mean. His life number is 5, and you get this by adding up all the numbers in your birth date. So in this life, he should embrace changes as they are gateways to new opportunities. He should also take time to develop his own free will. That could simply mean in the past he maybe went along with things just to make life easier, but he shouldn't continue to do that. His destiny number is 9. Now, your destiny number shows you what you should accomplish in order to stay on the right path. So for Major Tom, he should heal people through some form of art, which could include design, writing, drawing, performing, anything like that. And to remember that life's horizon is his only limit. His soul number is 4, which indicates he should tackle life with a well-thought-out plan. He's organized, but he needs to create clear boundaries. Now that could be maybe he's got his goals for the day, but his friend might want to go for a drink, but he knows he should focus, but he goes for that drink. Sorry, just to say, your soul number shows your inner self, whereas what comes up next, his personality number, which is 5, that shows his outer self, the one he shows his friends, his family, his co-workers, etc. So for number 5, This indicates he is bright and witty. Some would even say charming. I wouldn't. I'm kidding. I would. Maybe. He thrives on change and a variety of experiences. His maturity number, your maturity number is the person you will grow to be, is also 5. And this indicates if he stays on the right path, he will develop his free will, as mentioned earlier, and experience thrills that come with change. Major Tom's balance number, which is the number that shows the traits he will need to get through difficult times, is also number 5. And the traits he needs are he should focus, face his problems head on, and he should not procrastinate. Now, we all do it, but he may do it a little bit more than he likes to admit. Major Tom is currently in pinnacle 2 of his life. Pinnacles are moments in life where we learn our life lessons. So this is important to find out in your numerology chart. So for Major Tom, this means he should develop personal freedom and hold his ground in situations that could have something to do with the free will that keeps popping up all over his chart as well. He is in cycle 2. Cycles, they contain goals and lessons we need to meet in order to stay on the right path. I'm also currently in cycle 2. And this cycle is good for marriage and creating a happy home life. Major Tom is in challenge 2. Challenges are personal weaknesses we need to overcome. Again, this is very important in your numerology chart, just to point out things that you might not be picking up on, but are there in your life. So for Tom, it means he should stay away from conflict, but not repress his own needs for the sake of harmony. So just as totally random examples, don't stay in a crap relationship just because you're afraid of the fallout, or don't stay in a crap job because you're worried people will think less of you if you leave. Just, he needs to stand up for himself. Tom's karmic lesson, which is the lesson, we all know what karma is. It's your past. It's what we take into the next life if we haven't learned it in this life. It's what we keep learning over and over again. So his karmic lesson is number 6, which means he should allow passions to express themselves in relationships, which could mean in a past life he was a little bit withdrawn, or maybe he was a little cool in relationships, didn't show his emotions very well, so relationships ended for that reason. So just for this life, embrace the passions. Tom's birthday number is number 6 because he was born on the 15th. And what you do with that is you add 1 and 5, which makes 6. And he shares that with my fabulous self because I was born on the actual 6th. And this number indicates he is compassionate, caring, romantic, and has a touch of the artist in him. So just for a quick summary of Major Tom's chart, he is a goal-orientated, kind, caring individual. He should have clear goals, stay focused, make up his own minds about people and situations, and allow himself to be open in his romantic relationships. And most importantly, he should be himself. Adapting to situations is good, but not if it comes to the expense of his own well-being. Now, you guys can have plenty of fun finding out your own numerology numbers, and there are lots of websites online that can help you. What I like to do is do all my numbers themselves and then just double check on a website because they're pretty much the same. It all works out. One of my favourite sites to use is cafeastrology.com. You can either work things out for yourself and check on there like I do, or just let that do everything for you, which takes a little bit of fun out of it, but it's up to you. Give it a go and see if the meaning sounds like you. See if you learn anything new about yourself, because learning about yourself is always good for empowering yourself. If you're feeling a little lost, like you've wandered off your own path and you're merging into other people's that just doesn't quite feel right for you, then use your numerology chart and it will help you find out what you need to focus on in order to reach your goals, not anybody else's goals. Please do use your numbers as a guideline, not a fixed route to take. Don't say no to something that is absolutely amazing just because you haven't seen your destiny number pop up anywhere. And on the flip side of that coin, don't say yes to something that's iffy just because you did. Please use your own inner guidance and common sense. The numbers can only do so much. We live our lives, our numbers don't. So as you all know, I do like to add a bit of spice to each episode. So I asked Major Tom if I could do mine and his compatibility chart purely so I could give you an idea of what type of things you can find out about your own relationships, whether that's you've just got together, you're dating, you've been married for 10 years, you might be on the verge of breaking up, so something might come up that makes you go, ooh, that's what's happening, right, this is how I can focus that and work it out. So I did have to make sure he knew I wasn't plotting to have his babies, because as we all know, men are a flight risk. Now, I do have to say, I know that Major Tom doesn't listen to my podcast, and I'm not complaining. He's a very busy man. He's got so much going on at the minute, and he has his own stuff that he likes to listen to, and it's absolutely fine. And it's actually a good thing that he doesn't. I'm pretty sure he doesn't read my books either, because it would have been unethical, and not completely, but it might have been a bit weird if I'd have done the compatibility chart before asking him if I could do it. I did it simply for this episode, for you guys, to help you guys know what kind of things you can find out. And I have to say, I was a little bit shocked, and the next time I see him in person, there's a good chance I'm going to blush. So I will divulge that information. The way you find out your love compatibility, you can just use your birth dates, obviously, that you use for your numerology chart. But if you want a clearer chart, use the times of birth that you were both born. Now, I know his and I know mine. Not many people do, so it's not a big thing if you don't, but it just does give you a clearer indication of the chart as a whole. And the thing is, if he was to stumble across this episode and think to himself, oh, well, she just made that up because for her episode, she was just doing it just for a bit of spice. Yes, I mentioned both the websites that I use for clarification. He can absolutely, in fact, I dare him to check. Here we go. To start off with, my son, which is Capricorn, if you haven't listened to my Capricorn episode, do have a listen to it. Well, my son is in his Mercury, and this poses a challenging aspect. Now, challenging aspects, they're not negative because they're completely different. They come up themselves if they're negative. They are things that you should be aware of, acknowledge, and work through them so it doesn't cause an issue. My son in his Mercury, sounds a bit weird, we may not have the same intellectual interests which can cause a problem understanding each other. Now, I used my second website, which I'll mention later on, to clarify what that meant. And it stated that tension that is difficult to express may arise. So communication is absolutely important. Now, that could be just in the sense where he might have something to say to me, but doesn't know how to express it. I might have something to say to him, but I don't know how to express it really, and wires get crossed. That could be the challenge, that we're not using our communication properly. So next is Sun in Jupiter. and if we were in a romantic relationship, this would be a positive aspect. We would be a couple people'd like to be around. We would be charming, agreeable. We'd know how to entertain friends generously and warmly. And we'd go well together and love each other in a discreet and sincere way. My Mercury in his Saturn would also be a positive aspect. If looking for a partner to have children with, this aspect is favourable. Now, I did make it very clear I wasn't plotting to have his babies, so let's hope he doesn't listen to that. And on the other website, it states that Mercury, that would be me, likes to learn and wants to please Saturn. Saturn likes to teach and wants Mercury to be happy. I mean, why wouldn't he? I'm fabulous. My Mercury in his Uranus, right. I know it's not pronounced Uranus, and I'm pretty sure it is pronounced Uranus, but I can't spend an entire episode pronouncing it Uranus because it sounds wrong in my mouth. So I'm just going to have to say Uranus, and you're just going to have to put up with it and giggle and move on. I know it sounds rude, but anyway, my Mercury in his Uranus would also be a positive aspect. We would have a good intellectual understanding. We'd take pleasure in being together and in discussing and exchanging ideas. We'd come up with unique and creative ideas and solutions to problems. Sounds rather interesting, actually. And on the opposite website, it says Mercury's intellect, that would be my fabulous self, mixed with the unique originality and ingenuity of Uranus, that would be Major Tom, may give rise to brilliance. Don't tell him that. His ego's already massive. He's just, no, don't tell him that. My Mars in his Pluto is also a positive aspect. There would be enormous physical passion. The sexual attraction would be intense and insistent. That's an odd use of word there, insistent. Sexual attraction is insistent. And no, I didn't write it down wrong. It's not meant to say instant. It does say insistent. We would want to be around each other as much as possible. And the sexual relationship evolves with time instead of dissolving. And on the opposite website, this would be an exact aspect. Now, an exact aspect is something that was going to happen between you both, no matter what time you were born. And it is extremely more powerful. It's more dominant. So if you get an exact aspect in your love compatibility chart, pay more attention to it. So my Mars in his Pluto, an exact aspect, states, this aspect enhances the sexual tone in the relationship. Do you see why I'm just going to blush when I see him? The Mars partner, that would be me, sees deep inside the Pluto partner and helps to bring out hidden qualities. What kind of qualities? Sexual qualities. The Pluto partner, that would be Major Tom, undergoes numerous changes, leaves the past behind, and with the help of Mars, moves forward to the future. As a result of this, the relationship may be characterized by dynamic growth. Next is my Mars in his lunar node, which is also a positive aspect. This is an indicator that suggests the relationship will endure. The union of love and passion grows and lasts. My Mars in his Neptune, also a positive aspect. There is an ability to bring imagination and fantasy successfully to the relationship. While interactions may be hard to define at times, you help refine one another's outlook. There is an element of mystery that attracts you to one another. And on the other website, it says, Mars can show Neptune how to activate dreams and create a meaningful reality. There is an intriguing sexual magnetism between them. The rest of our love compatibility, I used horoscopes.astro-seek.com because that allows you to put your birth times in as well as your birth dates. So it's a little more accurate and you get more information. So my moon in his moon, I don't know why I find that amusing, but I do. My moon in his moon states, the relationship is categorized by a harmonious emotional life. Both partners understand each other's feelings. There's good communication. They have friendly relationships. There's cooperation and the spirit of mutual help make this aspect the perfect combination for a long-term relationship or marriage. Da-da-da-da, do you see why he's not allowed to listen to my podcast? I really shouldn't sing. I do apologise for that. My son, Capricorn, in his ascendant, which is Cancer, and the weird thing is his ascendant is the same as my ascendant, which when I was doing his astrology chart, which I'm not going to discuss because to me, your astrology chart is personal to you, to as in your being that goes deep inside. So, but when I was doing it, I was like, why does this sound like mine? It's really, really weird. I quadruple checked that chart because it was driving me insane. But anyway, my son in his ascendant, good combination that balances each other out. Person A, that would be me, expresses many personality traits that person B lacks. The connection between them is difficult to break. However, if one is immature, they could argue about who is right about things. I'm not immature. So if Major Tom is immature, that's all on him. Not that we're in a relationship, this is just all hypothetical, but still, I'm not immature. Which actually probably sounds proper immature, but still. Anyway, my moon in his ascendant, and this is an exact aspect, so it's more powerful. There's just more oomph to it. We would be comfortable revealing feelings to each other, even those we wouldn't normally express. Person A, that would be me, may feel emotionally dependent on person B, so to stop conflict, both parties need to give each other space. Trust and care are very important here. Now, thanks for that compatibility chart calling me right out. That is an issue I have had in the past, and it is an issue I've worked on and I've hopefully conquered it. I've not been in a relationship for a long time, so I don't actually know. So for me now, space to be ourselves, to be our individual selves, so we do not lose what makes us, is very important to me. So yes, absolutely. Take a day off. Don't be single if you're in a relationship. That's naughty. But take some time, hang out with your friends, hang out by yourself, recharge, do whatever you need to. So then when you're in a relationship with each other, you do feel a lot better about things. Next is my moon in his Mars, which is also an exact aspect. And this states there is strong sexual tension. It's a passionate relationship, but do be careful not to use emotions as a form of hurting each other. So don't be doing that. Hypothetical relationship. I don't think so. Next is my Mars in his ascendant, which is Cancer. They share the same interests. They enjoy many activities, work situations included. They fill mutual needs and cooperate well. This is good for marital relationships. They help each other to grow physically and mentally. Ascendant person, that would be Major Tom, may feel a boost of energy by being in the presence of the Mars person. That would be me. And obviously, I am awesome, so of course he would. My Mars in his moon, we would be in tune with our instinctive sides. Mars person, me, provides the moon person with energy and drive. And Moon teaches Mars to combine emotion with action to achieve a purpose. Together, by doing this, they can learn new things about themselves and in doing so, reach their goals and attain self-satisfaction. But that makes me laugh, right? Because I'm not going to go into details, but he has this thing. It's like a radar where he knows when I'm repressing something and he divulges his awesome wisdom in my direction that I did not ask for. And he makes me deal with stuff. Like, I don't know how he dares have the audacity to make me feel better. It's rude. It's just simply rude. So next is my son in his moon, and this is an exact aspect. Cooperation without rivalry. Honest communication can occur at many levels. Some person, moi, is able to lead with advice, wisdom, and guidance, whilst the moon person can be caring and nurturing. These conditions make for a happy relationship. Moon in Pluto, an exact aspect. This aspect brings depth and understanding into the relationship. The moon partner, me, may eventually become the diamond that Pluto patiently seeks. Obviously, I is awesome. Pluto must understand moon's nature and how it must be transformed. I also like transformers. With attention, care, and genuine love, both partners can literally transform each other. My Pluto in his Venus, spiritual growth may occur as long as they are both true to themselves. My moon in his Neptune, as long as Neptune doesn't try changing the moon, things will be okay. Yes, Major Tom, don't try and change me. I am fabulous just the way I am. My ascendant, which is also Cancer, like I said before, in his Neptune. Both partners are attuned to each other's thoughts and feelings. The ascendant, me, is fascinated by Neptune and finds them irresistible. This is another reason he's not allowed to listen to my podcast. The ego on that man sometimes is humongous. So he's not allowed to listen to that. This can be an intense and strong emotional bond. They are usually both interested in art and psychology. Ascendant in his Pluto. This is a good combination because Pluto person, Major Tom, will have a strong influence on the ascendant person and force them to become more aware of appearances and behaviour. When they work together, they bring out each other's courage and determination. So he will have a strong influence on me. Well, that's just rude. How dare he? How dare he have the audacity? My Venus in his Jupiter. There was a massively like long meaning for this because Jupiter can be a little temperamental, whether it's in your chart or whether it's in your partner's chart. If Jupiter starts popping up, take a step back, have a breather, go out for an hour and come back. So to summarise my Venus in his Jupiter, Jupiter, that would be him, can feel strong affection and attachment to Venus as long as both partners remain true to themselves. My Mars in his Jupiter is basically the same again. Remain true and communicate. My Jupiter in his Sun, so his Sun sign is Virgo, so this is an exact aspect as well. This aspect brings foresight and wisdom into the relationship. It indicates an interest in travel and expansion. The Jupiter person, that would be me, can lead their partner, dispensing truth and providing the kind of leadership that creates mutual respect and trust. Next is my Saturn in his Sun, and this is an exact aspect. This aspect creates a sensible relationship. Saturn, me, uses their own wisdom to guide the Sun, feeding the Sun's optimism and helping Sun to realise their own potential. Goals, ideals, and the ability to draw on the traditions of the past are important here. There is a strong emphasis on the growth of both partners, and if marriage happens, great wealth can be accumulated. Neptune in Saturn, One of you is pragmatic, materialistic, and has a logical point of view. The other is idealistic, spiritual, and mystical. If your ideas and abilities are connected, your relationship will be full of harmony, understanding, and cooperation. Let me make it very clear. The pragmatic, materialistic, and logical person would be Major Tom. The idealistic, spiritual, and mystical person would be my fabulous self. Now, if you wanted a very simple compatibility chart without getting into the nitty-gritty, you can just check your star signs. So like I said before, I'm Capricorn. Major Tom is a Virgo. So just checking those things alone, I used both websites. So for the first website, which is cafeastrology.com, it says, spirit of cooperation and harmony allows both partners to experience the feeling of being content and optimistic. They can accumulate material and spiritual wealth, luck and happiness because they provide opportunities for each other. Both light sources illuminate the road for one another. So on the other website, which is horoscope.astro-seek.com, it says, Capricorn can help Virgo to achieve goals and makes dreams a reality. Virgo will show Capricorn the virtues of hard work and assist in keeping the relationship, business or home front a well-oiled machine. Capricorn can teach Virgo discipline and the focus needed to achieve goals. They will share a life of domestic and romantic bliss. Basically, just to summarise our hypothetical romantic relationship, Major Tom and I would be awesome together. Obviously, I already knew that because I'm incredibly awesome. And yes, I do need a serious ego check today. So those are just some of the things you can find out about your own relationships. Do check it out. It's really, really fun. Please remember to use numerology as a guideline. It can indicate where your strengths are and where your weaknesses are, the ones that you need to watch out for, the ones that can derail your relationship. Maybe not ruin it, but derail it a little bit. So it's people that make or break relationships, not numbers. So do be logical and realistic about things. I'm going to sign off here. I'm not going to be playing any quizzes today. I do still have lots to play. And if you do enjoy the quizzes, do let me know because I'm sort of in two minds of whether to stop them or not. If you do, just send me a message on Instagram. Send me a message on Twitter just saying hello. Next week, do a quiz, please. I do hope you've enjoyed this episode. I know it was a little bit different and it was a little bit focused on one thing, but you might surprise yourself when you look deeper into your numbers. Do have a go. I will put the links to the websites in the episode notes. Feel free to get in touch, buy a book or a gift box, subscribe to the podcast, introduce a friend to it, anything really. My link is www.linktree/spiritualandsexy. Everything's on there. My Instagrams, my Facebooks, my Twitter, my TikTok, the gift boxes, everything is all on there. I have to be careful when I say this, when I say I'll be back next week. So hopefully, fingers crossed, as long as I don't have a paddy again, I will be back next week. So for now, be good to yourself. And as always, play safe. Bye.